And he said, "Shall I return unto Ur of the Chaldees, who seek my face, so that I should return to them? Or shall I dwell here in this place? Make this straight path prosper before you in the hand of your servant, that he might serve. And do not let me walk in the error of my heart, O my God." And he finished talking and praying, and behold, the word of the Lord was sent to him by my hand, saying, "Come forth from your land, and from your kin, and from your father's house, into the land which I shall show you, and I shall establish you as a great and numerous people. And I shall bless you, and I shall make your name great, and you will be blessed in the land. And all of the nations of the earth will bless themselves by you. And whoever blesses you, I shall bless, and whoever curses you, I shall curse. And I shall be God for you and your son, and for the son of your son, and for all of your seed. Do not fear henceforth, and for all the generations of the earth. I am your God." And the Lord God said to me, "Open his mouth and his ears, so that he might hear and speak with his mouth in the language which is revealed, because it ceased from the mouth and all of the sons of men from the day of the fall." And I opened his mouth and his ears and his lips, and I began to speak with him in Hebrew, in the tongue of creation. And he took his father's books, and they are written in Hebrew, and he copied them, and he began studying them thereafter. And I caused him to know everything which he was unable to understand, and he studied them in the 6 months of reign. And it came to pass in the 7th year of the 6th week that he spoke with his father and let him know that he was going from Haran to walk in the land of Canaan, so that he might see it and return to him. And Terah his father said to him, "Go in peace. May God eternal make straight your path, and the Lord be with you and protect you from all evil, and grant favor upon you and mercy and grace before those who see you. May none of the sons of men rule over you to do evil to you. Go in peace. And when you have seen a land pleasant to your eyes to dwell in, come and take me to you, and take Lot, the son of Haran, your brother, with you as a son for your Sai, his wife, and Lot, his brother Haran's son, into the land of Canaan." And he came to Ashur, and he walked in Shechem, and he dwelt by a tall oak. And he saw, and behold, the land was very pleasant from the entrance of Hamath to the tall oak. And the Lord said to him, "To you and to your seed I will give this land." And he built there an altar, and he offered up upon it a burnt offering to the Lord, who appeared to him. And he removed from there into the mountain, with Bethel toward the west, and Ai toward the east. And he pitched his tent there. And he saw, and behold, the land was wide and very good, and everything was growing upon it: vines and figs and pomegranate trees, oaks and elexes and terebinths and olive trees and cedars and cypresses and date trees and every tree of the field. And water was upon the mountains, and he blessed the Lord who brought him out of Ur of the Chaldees and brought him into this land. And it came to pass in the 1st year, in the 7th week, on the 1st of the month, that he built an altar on that mountain, and he called on the name of the Lord: "You are my God, the eternal God." And he offered up a burnt offering to the Lord upon the altar, so that he might be with him and not forsake him all the days of his life. And he arose from there, and he went toward the south, and he reached Hebron. And Hebron was built then, and he dwelt there 2 years. And he went to the land of the south as far as Bealoth, and there was a famine in the land. And Abram went into Egypt in the 3rd year of that week, and he stayed in Egypt 5 years before his wife was taken from him. And Tanis of Egypt was built then, 7 years after Hebron. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh took Sarai, the wife of Abram, that the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues on account of Sarai, the wife of Abram. And Abram was honored with many possessions: sheep and oxen, and asses and horses, and camels, and male and female servants, and silver and much gold. And Lot, his brother's son, also had possessions. And Pharaoh returned Sarai, the wife of Abram, and he sent him out from the land of Egypt. And he went into the place where he had pitched his tent first, to the place of the altar, i.e. was east, and Bethel west. And he blessed the Lord his God, who brought him back in peace. And it came to pass that in the 41st Jubilee, in the 3rd year of that 1st week, that he returned to this place. And he offered upon it a burnt offering, and he called upon the name of the Lord, and he said, "You, O God Most High, are my God, forever and ever." And in the 4th year of that week, Lot separated from him. And Lot dwelt in Sodom, and the men of Sodom were great sinners. And his heart was sad because his brother's son had separated from him because he had no sons. It was in that year, when Lot was taken captive, that the Lord spoke to Abram after Lot had separated from him. In the fourth year of that week, lift up your eyes from the place where you are dwelling toward the north and south and west and east, because all of the land which you see I will give to you and your seed forever, and I will make your seed like the sands of the sea. Even if a man were able to number the sands of the earth, he would not be able to number your seed. Arise and walk in the land in its length and its breadth, and the sea it all, because I will give it to your seed. And Abram went to Hebron and dwelt there. And in that year, Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Salaser, and Tergal, king of the nations, came and killed the king of Gomorrah. But the king of Sodom fled, and many fell with wounds in the valley of Siddim by the sea of salt. And they took captive Sodom, and Adam, and Zeboim. And they took Lot, the son of Abram's brother, captive, and all his possessions. And he went to Dan, and one who escaped came and told Abram that his brother's son had been taken captive, and he armed the servants of his house. Upon Abram and his seed, a tenth of the first fruits to the Lord, and the Lord ordained it as an ordinance forever that they should give it to the priests, to those who minister before him, so that they might possess it forever. And there is no limit of the days for this law, because he ordained it for eternal generations, so that they might give one-tenth of everything to the Lord, grain and wine and oil and oxen and sheep. And he gave it to these priests to eat and drink with rejoicing before him. And the king of Sodom approached him and bowed down before him, and he said, Our Lord, Abram, give us the people whom you saved, but let the booty belong to you. And Abraham said to him, I lift up my hand to the God Most High, that I will not take anything of yours, even a thread or shoelace, lest you say that I have made Abram rich. But only what the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men who went with me, Aner, and Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their portion. And after these things, in the fourth year of this week, on the first of the third month, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a dream, saying, Don't fear, Abram, I am your defender, and your reward will be very great. And he said, O Lord, what will you give me? I am going on without children, and the son of Masek, the son of my handmaid, is Eliezer of Damascus. He will be my heir, but you have not given seed to me. And he said to him, This one will not be your heir, but one whom will come from your loins will be your heir. And he took him outside, and he said to him, Look into heaven and count the stars, if you were able to count them. And he looked at the heaven and saw the stars, and he said to him, Thus shall your seed be. And he believed the Lord, and it was counted for him as righteousness. And he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you up from Ur of the Chaldees, so that I might give you the land of the Canaanites to possess forever, so that I might be God for you and for the seed after you. And he said, O Lord, how shall I know that I shall inherit? And he said, Take for me a young animal of 3 years, and a goat of 3 years, and a sheep of 3 years, and a turtle dove and a pigeon. And he took all of these in the middle of the month, and he was dwelling by the oak of Mamre, which is near Hebron. And he built an altar there, and he slaughtered all of these, and he poured out their blood upon the altar, and he divided them in the middle, and placed them facing one another. But the birds he did not cut up. And the bird came down from upon the pieces, and Abram kept turning them away, and he did not let the birds touch them. And it came to pass that when the sun set, that a terror fell upon Abram, and behold, a great dark horror fell upon him. And it was said to Abram, Surely know that your seed will be strangers in an alien land, and they will serve them, and they will make them suffer 400 years, but I will judge the people whom they will serve. And afterward they will come forth from there with many possessions, and you will go to your fathers in peace, and be buried in a good old age. And in the fourth generation they will return here, because the sins of the Amorites have not yet been completed. And he woke up from his sleep and stood up, and the sun had set, and there was a flame, and behold, an oven was smoking, and flames of fire passed between the pieces. And on that day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, To your seed I will give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, and the Euphrates river, the Kenites, the Kenizzites, the Kadmonites, the Perizzites, and the Rephaim, and the Phacorites, and the Hivites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Girgashites, and the Jebusites. And that day passed, and Abram offered up the pieces of the birds, and their fruit offering, and their libation. And the fire consumed them, and on that day we made a covenant with Abram, just as we had made a covenant in that month with Noah. And Abram renewed the feast and the ordinance for himself forever. And Abram rejoiced, and he told all of these things to Sarai, his wife, and he believed that he would have seed, but she did not give birth. And Sarai advised Abram, her husband, and she said to him, "Go into Hagar, my Egyptian maid. It may be that I will build seed for you from her." And Abram heard his wife Sarai's word, and he said, "Do it." And Sarai took Hagar, her Egyptian maid, and he gave her to Abram, her husband, so that she might be a wife. And he went into her, and she conceived and bore a son, and he called him Ishmael in the fifth year of that week. And that year was the 86th year in the life of In the fifth year, the fourth week of that jubilee, in the third month, in the middle of the month, Abram made a feast of the first fruits of the harvest of the grain, and he offered up a new sacrifice upon the altar, the first fruits of food for the Lord. A bull and a goat and a sheep were upon the altar as burnt offering to the Lord, and their fruit offering and their libation he offered up upon the altar with frankincense. And the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, "I am God Shaddai. Be pleasing to me and be perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and you, and I will make you increase very much." And Abram fell on his face, and the Lord spoke to him, saying, "Behold, my ordinance was with you, and you will be called the father of many nations. And your name therefore will not be called Abram, but your name will henceforth and forever be Abraham, because I have established you as the father of many nations. And I shall make you very great, and I shall make you into nations. And kings will come from you, and I shall establish my covenant between me and you, and your seed after you in their generations, for an eternal ordinance, so that I might be God for you and your seed after you. And I shall give to you and your seed after you the land where you sojourn, the land of Canaan, which you will possess forever, and I shall be God for them." And the Lord said to Abraham, "And you also keep my covenant, you and your seed after you, and you will circumcise all your males, and you shall circumcise your foreskins, and it will be a sign of the eternal ordinance between me and you." It was still dark at daybreak, and he loaded his ass and took two of his young men servants with him and Isaac his son. And he split the wood of the sacrifice, and he went to the place on the third day. And he saw the place from afar, and he arrived at a well of water, and he said to the young men, "Stay here with the ass, and I and the child shall go, and when we have worshipped, we shall return to you." And he took the wood of the sacrifice, and put it on the shoulder of Isaac, his son. And he took the fire and the knife in his hand, and the two of them went together to that place. And Isaac said to his father, "Father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." And he said to him, "Behold the fire and the knife and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering, father?" And he said, "The Lord will see about the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And they drew near to the holy place of the mountain of the Lord. And he built an altar, and he placed the wood on the altar. And he bound Isaac, his son, and he placed him on the wood which was on top of the altar. And he stretched forth his hand, and he took the knife in order to slaughter Isaac, his son. And I stood before him, and before Prince Mistama. And the Lord said, "Speak to him. Do not let his hand descend upon the child, and do not let him do anything to him, because I know that he is the one who fears the Lord." And I called out to him from heaven, and I said to him, "Abraham, Abraham." And he was terrified and said, "Here I am." And I said to him, "Do not put forth your hand against the child, and do not do anything to him, because now I know that you are one who fears the Lord, and you did not deny your firstborn son to me." And Prince Mistama was shamed. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw a ram was caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called that place, "The Lord has seen," so that it is said, "In the mountain the Lord has seen." It is Mount Zion. And the Lord called Abraham by his name again from heaven, just as he caused us to appear, so that we might speak to him in the name of the Lord. And he said, "I swear by myself, says the Lord, Because you have done this thing, you have not denied your firstborn son, whom you love, to me, that I shall surely bless you, and I shall surely multiply your seed like the stars of heaven, and like the sand of the seashore, and your seed shall inherit the cities of their enemies. And all of the nations of the earth will bless themselves by your seed, because you obeyed my word. And I have made known to all that you are faithful to me in everything which I say to you. Go in peace. And Abraham went to his young men, and they got up and went to Beersheba together. And Abraham dwelt by the well of the oath. And he observed this festival every year for 7 days with rejoicing. And he named it the Feast of the Lord, according to the 7 days during which he went and returned in peace. And thus it is ordained and written in the heavenly tablets concerning Israel and his seed to observe this festival 7 days with festal joy. In the first year of the first week, in this 42nd Jubilee, Abraham returned and dwelt 2 weeks of years opposite Hebron, Kiriath Arba. And in the first year of the third week of this Jubilee, the days of Sarah's life were completed, and she died in Hebron. And Abraham went to weep for her and to bury her. And we were testing him whether he would exercise self-control. And he was not impatient with the words of his mouth, and he was found self-controlled in this also. And he was not filled with anxiety, because with the self-control of his spirit he spoke with the sons of Heth, so that they might give him a place in which to bury his dead. And the Lord gave him favor in the presence of all who saw him, and he begged politely from the sons of Heth, and they sold him the land of the cave of Machpelah, which is opposite Mamre, i.e. Hebron, for 400 silver pieces. And they begged him, saying, "Let us give it to you free." But he did not take it from their control free, because he gave the price for the place in full silver. And he bowed down to them twice, and afterward he buried his dead in the cave of Machpelah. And all the days of the life of Sarah were 127. These are 2 jubilees and 4 weeks with 1 year. And these are the days of the life of Sarah. This is the 10th trial with which Abraham was tried, and he was found faithful, controlled of spirit, and he did not say a word concerning the rumor which was in the land, that the Lord said he would give it to them and to his seed after him. But he begged a place there so that he might bury his dead, because he was found faithful and was recorded as a friend of the Lord in the heavenly tablets. And in the 4th year thereof, he took a wife for his son Isaac, and her name was Rebekah, daughter of Bethuel, the son of Nahor, Abraham's brother, the sister of Laban, and daughter of Bethuel. And Bethuel was the son of Milcah, who was the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother. And Abraham took a third wife, and her name was Keturah, from the daughters of his household, servants, because Hagar died before Sarah. And she bore 6 sons for him, Zimram, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shua, in 2 weeks of years. And in the 6th week, and in the 2nd year, Rebekah bore 2 children for Isaac, Jacob and Esau. And Jacob was smooth and upright, but Esau was a fierce man, and rustic and hairy. And Jacob used to dwell in the tents. And the youths grew up, and Jacob learned riding, but Esau did not learn, because he was a rustic man and a hunter. And he learned war, and all of the deeds were fierce. And Abraham loved Jacob, but Isaac loved Esau. And Abraham saw that the deeds of Esau, and he knew that in Jacob a name and a seed would be named for him. And he called Rebekah, and he commanded concerning Jacob, because he knew that she loved Jacob more than Esau. And he said to her, "My daughter, guard my son Jacob, because he will be in place of me upon the earth for a blessing in the midst of the sons of men, and a glory to all the seed of Shem, because I know that the Lord will choose him for himself, as a people who will rise up from all the nations which are upon the earth. And behold, Isaac, my son, loves Esau more than Jacob. But I see you as one who loves Jacob rightly. But be even better to him, and let your eyes be lovingly upon him, because he will be for us a blessing upon the earth, henceforth and for all generations of the earth. Let your hands be strong, and your heart rejoice in your son Jacob, because I love him more than all of my sons. He will be blessed forever, and his seed will be one which fills all of the earth. If a man is able to count the sand of the earth, then his seed will be counted, and all of the blessings which the Lord blessed me and my seed will be for Jacob and his seed always. And in his seed my name will be blessed, and the names of my fathers Shem and Noah and Enoch and Mahalalel and Enos and Seth and Adam and they will serve to establish heaven and to strengthen the earth and to renew all of the lights which are above the firmament. And he called to Jacob in the sight of Rebekah his mother, and he kissed him and blessed him and said, Jacob, my beloved son, whom my soul loves, may God from above the firmament bless, and may he give you all of the blessings with which he blessed Adam and Enoch and Noah and Shem, and everything which he told me and everything which he said that he would give me, may he cause to cleave to you and to your seed forever, according to the days of heaven above the earth. And may the spirit of Mastema not rule over you or over your seed in order to remove you from following the Lord, who is your God henceforth and forever. And may the Lord God be for you and for the people a father always, and may you be a firstborn son. Go, my son, in peace. And two of them went out together from Abraham, and Rebekah loved Jacob with all of her heart and all of her soul much more than Esau, but Isaac loved Esau more than Jacob. And in the 42nd Jubilee, in the first year, on the 7th week, Abraham called Ishmael and his 12 children, and Isaac and his 2 children, and Keturah's 6 children and their sons. And he commanded them that they should guard the way of the Lord, so that they might do righteousness, and each one might love his neighbor, and that it should be thus among all men, so that each one might proceed to act justly and to act rightly toward them upon the earth, and that they should circumcise their sons in the covenant which he made with them, and that they should not cross over either to the right or the left from all the ways which the Lord commanded us, and that we should keep ourselves from all fornication and pollution, and that we should set aside from among us all fornication and pollution. And when any woman or girl fornicates among you, you will burn her with fire. And let them not fornicate with her after their eyes and hearts, and let them not take wives from the girls of Canaan, because the seed of Canaan will be rooted out of the land. And he told them the judgment of the giants and the judgments of the Sodomites, just as they had been judged on account of their evil, and on account of their fornication and impurity, and the corruption among themselves, with fornication they died. And you guard yourself from all fornication and impurity, and from all corruption of sin, so that you might not make our name a curse, and all your life a hissing, and all your sons a destruction by the sword, and you will be cursed by it like Sodom, and all your remnant like the sons of Gomorrah. I exhort you, my sons, love the God of heaven, and be joined to all of his commands, and do not go after their idols and after their defilement, and do not make gods of molten or carved images for yourselves, because it is vain, and they have no spirit, because they are the work of hands, and all those who trust in them trust in nothing. Do not worship them, and do not bow down to them, but worship the Most High God, and bow down to him continually, and hope for his countenance always, and do what is upright and righteous before him, so that he might be pleased with you, and grant you his mercy, and bring down rain for you morning and evening, and bless all your works which you have made on the earth, and bless your food and your water, and bless the fruit of your womb, and the fruit of your land, and the herds of your cattle, and the flocks of your sheep. And you will become a blessing upon the earth, and all of the nations of the earth will desire you, and they will bless your sons in my name, so that they might be blessed just as I am. And he gave gifts to Ishmael and to his sons and to the sons of Keturah, and to sent them away from Isaac his son, and he gave everything to Isaac his son. And Ishmael and his sons and the sons of Keturah and their sons went together, and they dwelt from Paran to the entrance of Babylon, in all of the land which faces the east opposite the desert. And these mixed with each other, and they are called Arabs or Ishmaelites. And in the 6th year of the 7th week of this Jubilee, Abraham called Isaac his son, and he commanded him, saying, I am old, and I do not know the day of my death, and I am filled with my days. Behold, I am 175 years old, and throughout all the days of my life I have been remembering the Lord, and sought with all my heart to do his will, and to walk uprightly in all his ways. I hated idols, and those who serve them I have rejected, and I have offered my heart and spirit, so that I might be careful to do the will of the one who created me, because he is the living God, and he is holy and faithful, and he is more righteous than all the others, and there is no accepting of persons with him or accepting of gifts, because he is a righteous God, and he is the one who executes judgment with all who transgress his commandments and despise his covenants. And you, my son, keep his commandments and ordinances and judgments, and do not follow pollutions or graven images or molten images, and do not eat any blood of beasts or cattle or of any bird which flies in heaven. And if you slaughter a sacrifice as an acceptable burnt offering of peace, slaughter it, but pour out its blood on the altar, and offer up all the fat of the burnt offering on the altar with fine flour kneaded with oil. Together with its libation, you will offer it all together on the altar as a burnt offering, as a sweet aroma before the Lord, and the fat of the thanksgiving offering you will place upon the fire which is on the altar. You shall remove the fat which is on the belly, all of the fat of the internal organs and the two kidneys, and all of the fat which is on them and on the thighs and the liver together with the kidneys, and you will offer all of this up as a sweet aroma which is acceptable before the Lord, together with its fruit offerings and its libation for a sweet odor, the bread of a burnt offering to the Lord. And eat its flesh on that day and on the second day, but do not let the sun of the second day set upon it until it is consumed. And do not let it remain until the third day, because it will not be acceptable, since it was not chosen. Therefore it will not be eaten. And all of those who eat it will raise up sin against themselves, because thus I have found written in the books of my forefathers, and in the words of Enoch, and in the words of Noah. And you shall put salt in all of your offerings, and you shall not omit the salt of the covenant from any of your offerings before the Lord. And take caution with the wood of the offering, that you do not bring wood for the offering except of such as these: cypress, bay, almond, fir, pine, cedar, juniper, fig, olive, myrtle, laurel, and asphalathos. But place some of these trees under the burnt offering on the altar with their appearance tested, and you will not place any split or dark wood, but wood strong and pure, which has no spots, perfect, and new growth. And you will not place old wood there, because its aroma has gone out, because there is not, therefore, an aroma upon it as before. Except for these trees, there is none other that you will put on the altar, because its aroma has separated, and the smell of its aroma will go up to heaven. Keep this commandment and do it, my son, so that you might act uprightly in all of your deeds, and all of the appointed times be pure in your body, and wash yourself with water before you go to make an offering upon the altar, and wash your hands and your feet before you approach the altar. And when you have completed making the offering, wash your hands and feet again. And let there not be seen any blood upon your garments, or you. Be careful, my son, be extremely careful of blood. Cover it in the earth, and therefore do not eat blood, because it is life. And you shall not eat any blood, and do not accept gifts for any human blood, lest it be poured out in vain, without judgment, because it is blood which is poured out to cause sin for the earth. And the earth is not able to be purified of human blood except by blood of one who shed it. And you shall not accept gifts or tributes for human blood, blood through blood, so that you may be accepted before the Lord God Most High, and He will be the protector of the good, so that you might guard yourself from all evil, and so that He might save you from all death. I see, my son, every deed of mankind, that their sins and evils, and all of their deeds are defilement and corruption and contamination, and there is no righteousness with them. Be careful not to walk in their ways, and to tread in their path, or to commit a mortal sin before the Most High God, so that He will hide His face from you, and deliver you into the power of your sin, and uproot you from the earth, and your seed from beneath the sky, and your name and seed will perish from all the earth. Turn yourself aside from all their deeds and from all their defilement, and keep the commands of the Most High God, and perform His will, and act uprightly in all things, and He will bless you in all your deeds, and He will raise up from you a righteous plant in all the earth throughout all the generations of the earth. And my name and your name shall not cease from beneath heaven forever. Go, my son, in peace. May God Most High, my God and your God, strengthen you to do His will, and may He bless all of your seed and the remnant of your seed for eternal generations with all righteous blessing, so that you might be a blessing in all of the earth. And he went out from him rejoicing. And it came to pass in the first week of this 44th Jubilee, in the second year, that the year in which Abraham died, that Isaac and Ishmael came from the well of the oath to Abraham, their father, to observe the feast of Shavuot, which is the feast of the first fruits of the harvest. And Abraham rejoiced because both of his children came. For Isaac had many possessions in Beersheba, and Isaac used to go and inspect his possessions and return to his father. And in those days Ishmael came to see his father, and both of them came together. And Isaac slaughtered a sacrifice as a burnt offering, and offered it up upon the altar of his father which he built in Hebron. And he sacrificed a thank offering, and made a feast of joy before Ishmael his brother. And Rebekah made new round cakes of new grain, and she gave them both to Jacob her son, to take to Abraham his father, from the first fruits of the land, so that he might eat and bless the Creator of all before he died. And Isaac also sent by the hand of Jacob a good thank offering to Abraham, so that he might eat and drink. And he ate and drank and blessed God Most High, who created heaven and earth, and who made all of the fat of the earth, and gave it to the sons of man, so that they might eat and drink and bless their Creator. And now I thank you, my God, because you have let me see this day. Behold, I am 175 years old, and filled in days, and all of my days were peaceful for me. The sword of all the enemy did not triumph over me in anything which you gave me or my sons all the days of my life until this day. O my God, may your mercy and your peace be upon your servant and upon the seed of his son, so that they might become an elect people for you and an inheritance from all the nations of the earth from henceforth and for all the days of the generations of the earth forever. And he called Jacob and said, My son, Jacob, may the God of all bless you and strengthen you to do righteousness and his will before him. And may he elect you and your seed so that you might become a people for him, who always belong to his inheritance according to his will. And you, my son Jacob, draw near and kiss me. And he drew near and kissed him, and he said, Blessed is my son Jacob and all his sons unto the Lord Most High forever. May the Lord give you righteous seed, and may he sanctify some of your sons in the midst of all the earth. May the nations serve you, and all the nations bow down before your seed. Be strong before all men, and rule over all the seed of Seth. Then may your ways be righteous, and the ways of your sons, in order to be a holy people. May the Most High God give you all the blessings with which he blessed me, and with which he blessed Noah and Adam. May they rest upon the holy head of your seed throughout each generation and forever. May he cleanse you from all sin and defilement, so that he might forgive all your transgressions and your erring through ignorance. May he strengthen you and bless you, and may you inherit all of the earth. And may he renew his covenant with you, so that you might be a people for him, belonging to his inheritance forever. And he will be a God for you and for your seed in truth and righteousness throughout all the days of the earth. And you also, my son, Jacob, remember my words and keep the commandments of Abraham your father. Separate yourself from the Gentiles, and do not eat with them, and do not perform deeds like theirs, and do not become associates of theirs, because their deeds are defiled, and all of their ways are contaminated and despicable and abominable. They slaughter their sacrifices to the dead, and to the demons they bow down, and they eat in tombs, and all of their deeds are worthless and vain, and they have no heart to perceive, and they have no eyes to see what their deeds are, and where they wander astray, saying to the tree, You are my God, and to the stone, You are my Lord, and You are my Savior, and they have no heart. But as for you, my son Jacob, may God Most High help you, and the God of heaven bless you, and may he turn you from their defilement and from all their errors. Be careful, my son Jacob, that you do not take a wife from any of the seed of the daughters of Canaan, because all of his seed is destined for uprooting from the earth, because through the sin of Ham, Canaan sinned, and all of his seed will be blotted from the earth, and all his remnant, and there is none of his who will be saved. And for all those who worship idols, and for the hated ones, because there is no hope in the land of the living, because they will go down into Sheol, and in the place of judgment they will walk. And they will have no memory upon the earth, just as the sons of Sodom were taken from the earth, so too all those who worship idols shall be taken away. Do not fear, my son Jacob, and do not be in terror, O son of Abraham. The Most High God shall protect you from destruction, and from the ways of error he will deliver you. This house I have built for myself, so that I might cause my name to dwell upon it in the land. It has been given to you and to your seed forever, and it will be called the house of Abraham, and it will be given to you and your seed forever, because you will build my house, and you will raise up my name before God forever. Your seed and your name will remain in all earth's generations. And he ceased commanding him and blessing him, and both of them lay down together in one bed. And Jacob slept on the bosom of Abraham, his father's father, and he kissed him 7 times, and his compassionate heart rejoiced over him, and he blessed him with all his heart, and he said, God Most High is the God of all, and creator of all, who brought me out from Ur of the Chaldees, so that he might give me this land to inherit it forever, and to raise up a holy seed, so that the Most High may be blessed forever. And he blessed Jacob, saying, My son is the one in whom I rejoice with all of my heart and all of my emotion, and may your favor and your mercy rest upon him and upon his seed always, and do not forsake him and neglect him henceforth and for the eternal days, and may your eyes be open upon him and upon his seed, so that you might protect him and bless him and sanctify him for a people who belong to your heritage, and bless him with all of your blessings henceforth and for all the eternal days, and renew your covenant and your mercy with him, and with his seed, and with all your will in all of the earth's generations. And he placed the 2 fingers of Jacob on his eyes, and he blessed the God of gods. And he covered his face, and stretched out his feet, and slept the eternal sleep. And he was gathered to his fathers. During all of this time Jacob was lying on his bosom, and did not know that Abraham, his grandfather, was dead. And Jacob awoke from his sleep, and behold, Abraham was cold as ice. And he said, O Father, Father, and none spoke, and he knew that he was dead. And he rose up from his bosom and ran and told Rebekah his mother. And Rebekah went to Isaac in the night and told him, and they went together, and Jacob was also with them, and a lamp was in his hand. And when they went, they found Abraham lying dead. And Isaac fell upon his father's face and wept and kissed him. And the sound was heard in Abraham's house, and Ishmael his son arose and went to Abraham his father, and he wept for Abraham his father, he and all of Abraham's house, and they wept greatly. And his sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah near Sarah his wife. And all of the men of his house, and Isaac and Ishmael and all of their sons, and all of the sons of Keturah, wept for him 40 days in their places. And all of the days of Abraham's weeping were completed. And he lived 3 jubilees and 4 weeks of years, 175 years. And he completed the days of his life, being old and full of days. For the days of the lives of the ancients were 19 jubilees. And after the flood they began to be less than 19 jubilees, and to grow old quickly, and to shorten the days of their lives due to much suffering and through the evil of their ways, except Abraham. For Abraham was perfect in all of his actions with the Lord, and was pleasing through righteousness all the days of his life. And behold, he did not complete 4 jubilees in his life until he grew old in the presence of evil, and his days were full. And all of the generations which will arise henceforth and until the day of the great judgment will grow old quickly before they complete 2 jubilees, and their knowledge will forsake them because of their old age, and all of their foreknowledge will be removed. And in those days, if a man will live 1.5 jubilees, they will say about him, He prolonged his life. But the majority of his days were suffering and anxiety and affliction, and there was no peace, because plague came upon plague, and wound upon wound, and affliction upon affliction, and evil report upon evil report, and sickness upon sickness, and every evil judgment of this sort one with another, sickness and downfall, and sleet and hail, and frost and fever and chills and stupor, and famine and death and sword, and captivity and all plagues and suffering. And all of this will come in the evil generation which sins in the land. Pollution and fornication and contamination and abomination are their deeds. Then they will say, The days of the ancients were as many as 1,000 years and good. But behold, as for the days of our lives, if a man should extend his life 70 years, or if he is strong for 80 years, then these are evil. And there is not any peace in the days of this evil generation. And in this generation children will reproach their parents and their elders on account of sin, and on account of injustice, and on account of the words of their mouth, and on account of great evil which they will do, and on account of their forsaking the covenant which the Lord made between them and himself, so that they might be careful and observe all of his commandments and his ordinances, and all of his law without turning aside to the right or left. For they all did evil, and every mouth speaks of sin, and all their deeds are polluted and abominable, and all of their ways are contamination and pollution and corruption. Behold, the land will be corrupted on account of all their deeds, and there will be no seed of the vine, and there will be no oil, because their works are entirely faithless, and all of them will be destroyed together, beast, cattle, birds, and all the fish of the sea, on account of the sons of man. Some of these will strive with others, youths with old men, and old men with youths, the poor with the rich, the lowly with the great, and the beggar with the judge concerning the law and the covenant, because they have forgotten the commandments and covenants and the festivals and months and Sabbaths and jubilees and all of the judgments. And they will stand up with bow and swords and war in order to return them to the way, but they will not be returned until much blood is shed upon the earth by each group. And those who escape will not be turned back from their evil to the way of righteousness, because they will lift themselves up for deceit and wealth, so that one shall take everything of his neighbor. And they will pronounce the great name, but not in truth or righteousness. And they will pollute the holy of holies with their pollution, and with the corruption of their contamination. And there will be a great plague upon the deeds of that generation from the Lord, and he will give them to the sword, and to judgment, and to captivity, and pillage and destruction. And he will rouse up against them the sinners of the nations, who have no mercy or grace for them, and have no regard for any persons, old or young, or anyone. For they will be cruel and powerful, so that they will act more evilly than any of the sons of men. And they will cause turmoil in Israel, and sin against Jacob, and much blood will be shed upon the earth, and there will be no one who will gather, and no one who will bury. In those days they will cry out and pray to be saved from the hands of the sinners, the Gentiles, but there will be no one who will be saved. And the heads of the children will be white, with gray hairs, and an infant 3 weeks old will look aged, like one whose years are 100, and their stature will be destroyed by affliction and torment. And in those days children will begin to search the law, and to search the commandments, and return to the way of righteousness. And the days will begin to increase and grow longer among those sons of men, generation by generation, and year by year, until their days approach 1,000 years, and to a greater number of years than days. And there will be no old men, and none who is full of days, because all of them will be infants and children, and all of their days will be complete, and live in peace and rejoicing. And there will be no Satan, and no evil one who will destroy, because all of their days will be days of blessing and healing. And then the Lord will heal his servants, and they will rise up to see great peace, and they will drive out their enemies, and the righteous ones will see and give praise, and rejoice forever and ever with joy. And they will see all of their judgments and all of their curses among their enemies, and their bones will rest in the earth, and their spirits will increase in joy. And they will know that the Lord is an executor of judgment, but he will show mercy to hundreds and thousands, to all who love him. And you, Moses, write these words, because thus it is written and set upon the heavenly tablets as a testimony for eternal generations. And it happened after the death of Abraham that the Lord blessed Isaac his son, and he rose from Hebron and went to the well of the vision in the first year of the third week of this jubilee, and he lived there 7 years. And in the first year of the fourth week a famine began in the land, other than the first famine which occurred in the days of Abraham. And Jacob was cooking lentil soup, and Esau came in from the field hungry, and he said to Jacob his brother, "Give me some of this reddish colored soup." And Jacob said to him, "Hand me over your primogenitor, the right of the firstborn, and I will give you bread and some of this lentil soup." And Esau thought, "I will die. Of what use is this right of firstborn to me?" And he said to Jacob, "I give it to you." And Jacob said, "Swear to me today." And he swore to him. And Jacob gave his brother Esau bread and soup, and he ate until he was satisfied. And Esau despised his right of firstborn. Therefore Esau's name was called Edom, on account of the reddish-colored soup which Jacob gave him for his right of firstborn. And Jacob became the older one, but Esau was lowered from his seniority. And there was a famine upon the earth. And Isaac started to go down to Egypt in the second year of this week, and he went to the Philistine king at Gerar, to Abimelech. And the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "Do not go down to Egypt.
Dwell in the land where I shall tell you, and sojourn in that land, and I will be with you and bless you, because I will give all of this land to you and to your seed, and I will carry out my oath which I swore to Abraham your father, and I will multiply your seed as the stars of the sky, and I will give you your seed all of this land, and all the nations of the earth will bless themselves by your seed, because your father obeyed me and observed my restrictions and my commandments and my laws and my ordinances and my covenant. And now obey my voice and dwell in this land. And he dwelt at Gerar 3 weeks of years. And Abimelech gave orders concerning him and everything which was his, saying, Any man who touches him or anything which is his, let him surely die. And Jacob grew prosperous among the Philistines and had many possessions, oxen and sheep and camels and asses and much property. And he sowed in the land of the Philistines, and he raised grain 100-fold. And Isaac became very wealthy, and the Philistines became jealous of him. And all of the wells which the servants of Abraham dug during Abraham's lifetime, the Philistines stopped up and filled them with dirt after Abraham's death. And Abimelech said to Isaac, Go away from us, because you are much greater than we. And Isaac went away from there in the first year of the seventh week. And he sojourned in the valleys of Gerar, and they dug again the wells of water which the servants of Abraham his father had dug. And the Philistines stopped him up after the death of Abraham his father, and he named them just as his father Abraham had named them. And the servants of Isaac dug wells in the valley, and they found running water. And the shepherds of Gerar became angry with the shepherds of Jacob, saying, The water is ours. And Jacob named that well Harshness, because they had been harsh with us. And they dug another well, so that they also contended about it. And he named it Hostility. And he rose from there, and they dug another well. But they were not angered about that, and he called it Breadth. And Isaac said, Now the Lord has made wide a place for us, and we have increased in the land. And he went up from there to the well of the oath in the first year of the first week in the 44th Jubilee. And the Lord appeared to him during that night, on the new moon of the first month. And he said to him, I am the God of Abraham your father. Do not fear, because I am with you, and I shall bless you. And I shall surely multiply your seed like the sand of the earth, because of Abraham my servant. And he built an altar there where Abraham his father had built it first, and called upon the name of the Lord, and he offered a sacrifice to the God of Abraham his father. And they dug a well and found running water. But the servants of Isaac dug another well and did not find water. And they went and told Isaac that they did not find water. And Isaac said, I have sworn an oath on this day to the Philistines, and this thing has happened to us. And he named that place the Well of the Oath, because he swore an oath there to Abimelech, and to Ahuzat, his friend, and to Phicol, the commander of his army. And Isaac knew on that day that under pressure, but he swore an oath to them, and made peace with them. And Isaac cursed the Philistines on that day, and he said, Cursed be the Philistines for the day of wrath and anger from among all the nations. May the Lord make them as scorn and a curse, and the object of wrath and anger at the hands of the sinners and the nations, and the hands of the Kittim, and whoever escapes from the sword of the enemy and from the Kittim, may the righteous people uproot them from beneath the sky with judgment. Because they will be enemies and foes to my sons and their generations upon the earth. And no remnant will be left to them, nor one who escapes on the day of the wrath of judgment, because all of the Philistine seed is destined for destruction and uprooting and removal from the earth. And therefore there will not be any name or seed which remains upon the earth for any of the Kaphtorim, because if they go up to heaven, from there they will fall, and if they are set firm in the earth, from there they will be torn out. And if they are hidden among the nations, from there they will be uprooted. And if they go down to Sheol, even there their judgment will multiply. And also there will be no peace for them there. And if they go into captivity by the house of those who seek their life, they will kill them along the way. And neither name nor seed will be left for them in all the earth, because they shall walk in an eternal curse. And thus it is written and engraved concerning him in the heavenly tablets to be done to him in the day of judgment, so that they might be uprooted from the earth. In the second year of this week, in this jubilee, Rebekah called Jacob her son, and spoke to him, saying, My son, do not take for yourself a wife
from the daughters of Canaan, as did Esau your brother, who took for himself two wives from the daughters of Canaan. And they have embittered my soul with all their impure deeds, because all of their deeds are fornication and lust, and there is not any righteousness with them, because their deeds are evil. And I love you very much, my son, and my heart and affection bless you at every hour of the day and every watch of the night. And now, my son, heed my voice, and do the will of your mother, and do not take for yourself a wife from the daughters of this land, but from my father's house and my father's kin. You will take for yourself a wife from my father's house. And the Most High God will bless you, and your children will be a righteous generation and a holy seed. And then Jacob spoke with Rebekah, his mother, and he said to her, Behold, O mother, I am 9 weeks of years old, and I have not known or touched or been betrothed to any woman, nor have I been thinking about taking for myself a wife from the daughters of Canaan, because I recall, O mother, the words of Abraham our father, for he commanded me that I should not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan, because I should take a wife for myself from the seed of my father's house, and from my own kin. I heard some time ago that daughters had been born to your brother Laban, and I have set my heart upon them that I might take a wife from among them. And therefore I have guarded myself in my soul, lest I sin or be corrupted in any of my ways all the days of my life, because my father Abraham gave me many commands regarding lust and fornication. In spite of everything which he commanded me for these 22 years, my brother has contended with me, and he frequently spoke with me and said, My brother, take as a wife one of the sisters of my two wives. But I did not desire to do as he had done. I swear, O mother, before you all the days of my life, that I will not take for myself a wife from the daughters of the seed of Canaan, and I will not act wickedly as my brother has done. Do not fear, O mother. Trust that I will do your will, and I will walk uprightly, and will never corrupt my ways. And then she lifted her face toward heaven, and spread out the fingers of her hands, and opened her mouth, and blessed the Most High God who created heaven and earth. And she gave to him glory and praise, and she said, May the Lord God be blessed, and may his holy name be blessed forever and ever. He who gave me to Jacob, a pure son and a holy seed, because he is yours, and his seed will belong to you for all times, and in all generations forever. O Lord, bless him, and place in my mouth a righteous blessing, so that I might bless him. And at that time, when a spirit of truth descended upon her mouth, she placed her two hands upon the head of Jacob and said, Blessed are you, O Lord of righteousness and God of ages, and may he bless you more than all the generations of man. May he grant to you the way of righteousness, my son, and to your seed may he reveal righteousness. May he multiply your sons in your lifetime. May they rise up according to the number of the months of the year, and may their sons be more numerous and greater than the stars of heaven, and more than the sand of the sea. May their numbers increase, and may he give to them his pleasant land, just as he has said he would give it to Abraham and his seed after him always, and may they hold it as a possession forever. And may I see, O my son, that you shall have blessed sons in my lifetime, and a blessed and holy seed may all your seed be. And just as you have given rest to your mother's soul in her lifetime, the womb of the one who bore you likewise blesses you. My affliction and my breasts are blessing you, and my mouth and my tongue are praising you greatly. Increase and overflow in the land, and may your seed be perfected in every age in the joy of heaven and earth. And may your seed be glad, and on the great day of peace may it have peace. May your name and your seed stand for all ages, and may God Most High be their God. And may the God of righteousness dwell with them, then with them may be his sanctuary built for all ages. The one who blesses you will be blessed, and all flesh which curses you falsely will be cursed. And she kissed him and said to him, May the Lord of the world love you, just as the heart and affection of your mother rejoices in you and blesses you. And she stopped blessing him. And in the 7th year of this week, Isaac called Esau, his elder son, and said to him, My son, I am old, and behold, my eyes are too dim to see, and I do not know the day of my death. And now take your hunting gear, your quiver, and your bow, and go out into the field and hunt for me, and catch something for me, my son, and prepare for me food, such as my soul desires, and fetch it to me, so that I might eat with my and my soul might bless you before I die. Now Rebekah was listening as Isaac spoke to Esau, And Esau went out early into the field so that he might snare and take something and bring it to his father. And Rebekah called Jacob her son and said to him, "Behold, I heard Isaac your father speaking with Esau your brother, saying, snare something for me and prepare food for me and bring it to me, and I will eat and bless you before the Lord before I die. And now listen, my son, to my words which I command you. Go to your flock and take for me 2 good goat kids, and I will prepare them as food for your father just as he desires. And you shall take it in to your father, and he will eat and bless you before the Lord before he dies, and you shall be blessed." And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, "O mother, I will not refuse anything which my father would eat and which would please him. But I am afraid, my mother, lest he recognize my voice and wish to touch me. And you know that I am smooth, and Esau, my brother, is hairy. And I shall become in his sight like one who acts wickedly, and I shall be doing a deed which he did not command me to do. And he will be angry with me, and I shall bring upon myself a curse and not a blessing." And Rebekah his mother said to him, "Upon me let your curse be, my son, but obey me." And Jacob obeyed Rebekah his mother, and he went and took 2 good and fat goat kids, and he brought them to his mother, and his mother prepared them just as he liked. And Rebekah took the favorite clothing of her elder son Esau, which was with her in the house, and she put it on Jacob, her youngest son, and hides of the goats, and she placed on his hands and on the bare parts of his neck. And she gave the stew and bread which she had prepared into the hands of Jacob her son. And Jacob entered into his father and said, "I am your son. I have done just as you said to me. Come and sit down and eat from what I have snared, O father, so that your soul might bless me." And Isaac said to his son, "How have you found it so quickly, my son?" And Jacob said, "It is because your God directed me." And Isaac said to him, "Draw near and let me touch you, my son, to know whether you are my son Esau or not." And Jacob drew near to Isaac his father, and he touched him, and he said, "The voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau." And he did not know him, because the change was from heaven in order to distract his mind. And Isaac was unaware, because his hands were hairy like the hands of Esau, so that he blessed him. And he said, "Are you my son Esau?" And he said, "I am your son." And he said, "Bring it near to me, so that I will eat some of what you snared, my son, so that my soul might bless you." And he brought it near to him, and he ate. And he brought him wine, and he drank. And Isaac his father said, "Come to me and kiss me, my son." And he drew near, and he kissed him. And he smelled the fragrance and the odor of his garments, and blessed him, and he said, "Behold, the odor of my son is like the odor of a field which the Lord has blessed. May the Lord give and multiply to you from the dew of heaven and from the dew of earth. An abundance of wheat and oil may he multiply for you. May nations serve you, and the people bow down to you. Become a lord to your brothers, and may your mother's sons bow down to you. And may all of the blessings with which the Lord blessed me and blessed Abraham my father belong to you and to your seed forever. May the one who curses you be cursed, and the one who blesses you be blessed." And it came to pass, after Isaac ceased blessing his son Jacob, and after Jacob went out from Isaac his father, that he hid himself. And Esau his brother arrived from his hunting. And he also prepared food, and brought it to his father, and said to his father, "Let my father arise and eat from what I have snared, so that your soul may bless me." And Isaac his father said to him, "Who are you?" And he said to him, "I am your firstborn, Esau, your son. I have done as you have commanded me." And Isaac was greatly astonished, and he said, "Who is this who hunted and snared game and brought it to me? And I ate from all of it before you came, and I blessed him. And he and all his seed will be blessed forever." And it came to pass, when Esau heard the words of his father Isaac, that he cried out with a very loud and bitter voice, and said to his father, "Bless me also, O father." And he said to him, "Your brother came fraudulently and took your blessings." And he said, "Now I know why his name was called Jacob. Behold, he has defrauded me twice."